Here's another aspect of us being together. You know, there's a book called Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus. There's something to that, you know. Haven't you noticed when you meet somebody and your mind knows you've never met them before, and yet they're so familiar, they even look familiar. Have you also noticed that there are types of people, which means there are people that sort of look similar, act similar, behave in a similar way? I've always felt that we do come to this dimension from a varied dimensions, and varied dimensions where we've developed to different levels in these different dimensions. And therefore there's a familiarity about certain people. And then we've all come together here. And so we need to acknowledge the possibility that there really are differences. And not just differences in behavior, but the frequency that goes with that. It's as though they're singing a different song. Those are the words that came. Different people are vibrating at a frequency that's familiar to some people and very different for other people. So we are possibly drawn towards people that have this similar frequency. And it's possible that we need to be in the presence of people at a different frequency to help us to see something more clearly in ourselves that we'd be missing. And we could do that and take it down more gross into behavioral patterns, that when we're with a person who has similar behavioral patterns, it helps us to see ours more clearly. But we could also go up to this frequency. The way I try to explain it to myself, to my mind, is through frequencies. Behavior is one level, and there's a frequency to everything in every moment. And once we become in harmony with them all, the peace that passeth all understanding. Something happens that is beyond description to our mind. And it's lovely. It's a love for everybody, everything, and it includes ourselves.